At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
In July 1955, Pan Am Flight 914 left New York City Airport en route to Miami. However, the flight never made it to sunny Florida without sending out a single distress signal or leaving behind even the smallest piece of wreckage. The plane and its 57 passengers seemingly vanished into thin air. As the years passed without any sign of the missing plane, most people assumed the mystery would never be solved. But then, 37 years later, the impossible happened. Grab your popcorn and stay tuned to find out exactly what that impossible occurrence was, alongside a whole host of other eerie, mysterious voyages. One morning in 1992, at an airport in Caracas, Venezuela, air traffic controllers were going about their business when they noticed something very strange. Even though their radar showed an empty sky, they could clearly see a plane hurtling in the direction of the runway. As it got nearer, they noticed that this plane was old-fashioned and propeller-driven, a model that hadn't been used in years. Air traffic controller Juan de la Corte immediately made radio contact with the pilot and asked him to identify the mystery plane. The pilot replied that this was Flight 914, ready to touch down in Miami. When Juan informed him this was an airport in Venezuela, the pilot was horrified. He'd somehow traveled 1,200 miles away from his destination. And things were about to get even weirder. When the plane landed, witnesses could see passengers pressed up against the windows, wearing strangely old-fashioned clothing and staring in confusion at the modern aircrafts on the tarmac. After a long silence, Juan's radio crackled. In a hoarse voice, the pilot of the mystery plane asked him to confirm the date. Juan told him it was May 21st, 1992. As he spoke, he could hear the pilot breathing fast, clearly distressed. Moments later, the pilot flung open the cockpit window and began frantically waving away the ground crew, screaming that he needed to leave. As he waved his arms, something fluttered down from the clipboard he clutched in one hand. But before anyone could react, the plane was in motion. The airport crew watched in shock as, mere minutes after it had arrived, the mystery aircraft sped off down the runway before climbing away into the clouds. Juan ran down to the tarmac and picked up the document that had fallen from the pilot's clipboard. To his shock, he saw that it was a calendar, dating from 1955. In the aftermath, aviation officers were able to surmise that this unexpected runway visitor was indeed the mysterious Flight 914 that had disappeared back in the 50s. But even after a thorough investigation, they couldn't make any sense of the plane's sudden reappearance. And as for the plane itself, it was never seen again. So how can we explain the time-traveling plane? The most popular theory among fans of this tantalizing tale is that the plane accidentally entered a wormhole through time and space, transporting it somewhere else 37 years into the future. If you think that sounds crazy, it's worth noting that the scientific theories of scientists like Albert Einstein and Stephen Hawking mathematically support the idea that wormholes could potentially exist. But how? Well, imagine space and time as a sheet of paper with a point marked at either end. Usually, you'd only be able to travel between those points by moving along the paper. But if you fold the paper in half, bringing the points together, that's a much quicker way to travel between them. This is how a wormhole theoretically works, a space-time bending shortcut through the cosmos that connects two distant points of space and/or time together. While no one's really sure how a wormhole could come into existence, nor has anyone ever actually observed one, could this theory explain the mystery of the time-traveling plane? As it turns out, the real explanation doesn't require complicated physics to work out. That's because, unfortunately, the tale of Pan Am Flight 914 is actually a vintage piece of fake news, first circulated by the Weekly World News in 1985. This tabloid was notorious for inventing mind-boggling stories in order to sell papers, including the story of a baby born with a wooden leg and the tall tale of a man who sued himself after he was hit by his own boomerang. In fact, the story of Flight 914 made such a splash in the 80s that the tabloid actually ran it twice more, in 1993 and in 1999. It soon became an urban legend, circulated online by conspiracy theorists as evidence of time travel. But of course, I wouldn't bring you here with the promise of genuine mystery and not deliver. While the case of Flight 914 turned out to be a hoax, that's not to say that our world hasn't seen its fair share of voyages that took a turn toward the unexplainably bizarre. Stay tuned to find out just how peculiar some real examples of this type of thing are. Because sometimes truth is even stranger than fiction. Would you take a trip over the Bermuda Triangle? Over the years, this portion of the North Atlantic Ocean between Bermuda, Miami, and Puerto Rico has seen a number of planes and ships disappear in mysterious-seeming circumstances. None of these disappearances are stranger or more perplexing than the vanishing of Flight 19. In December 1945, a squadron of five torpedo bombers and their 14 crew took off from Fort Lauderdale in Florida, ready to tackle a three-hour training exercise. Not far into their journey, Flight 19 began to run into problems. The flight leader, Lieutenant Charles Taylor, began to radio in distress messages, claiming that the squadron had become lost after Taylor's plane's compasses malfunctioned. As dusk began to set in and weather conditions turned nasty, the radio messages became increasingly confused until, eventually, they stopped altogether. As it became apparent the squadron was in trouble, two planes were dispatched on a search and rescue mission heading for Flight 19's last known location, a point over the Bermuda Triangle. Only one rescue plane made it back. The other plane, which was carrying 13 men, disappeared from radars within 20 minutes of takeoff and, along with the original Flight 19 crew, was never seen again. An extensive search found no wreckage from any of the missing aircrafts, and investigations were unable to explain the mysterious disappearances. To this day, the planes have never been recovered. So, what is it with stuff like this happening over the Bermuda Triangle? Well, conspiracy theorists argue that the triangle could be a hunting ground for UFOs or the site of an all-consuming whirlpool. There's even a theory that ancient technology from the lost city of Atlantis scrambles the navigation equipment of vehicles in the area. On the other, more rational hand, in the case of Flight 19, it's possible that the planes really did lose their way after their leader's compasses malfunctioned, leading them all to run out of gas and crash into the ocean. After all, compasses in the 1940s weren't invulnerable to errors, especially considering the significant electromagnetic fields that can build up around planes in stormy weather. Some also theorize that, in the low visibility, Taylor may have mistaken the Bahama Islands with the Florida Keys, causing him to accidentally direct the flight further out to sea rather than back towards land. And as for the rescue mission, the planes were Martin PBM Mariners, which had a known tendency to build up flammable fuel vapors. A nearby tanker reported seeing flames near the spot where the rescue plane vanished from radars, suggesting that it may have exploded due to these flammable vapor buildups. What's more, scientists have long disputed the idea that the Bermuda Triangle is really the mysterious vanishing vortex that it's cracked up to be. Despite its reputation, actual accident statistics suggest that disappearances in the Bermuda Triangle don't happen more often than in any other comparable region of the Atlantic Ocean. But even with all that considered, with no wreckage ever found, the true fate of Flight 19 remains unconfirmed. Ladies and gentlemen, fasten your seatbelts and get ready to hear about one of the most mystifying, unsolved cases in FBI history. In November 1971, a man in his mid-40s boarded a plane traveling from Portland, Oregon to Seattle, Washington. He gave his name as Dan Cooper, took his seat, and ordered a bourbon and soda. Shortly after takeoff, he informed the stewardess that he had a bomb in his briefcase, opening the case to reveal tangled red wires, cylinders, and batteries to prove it. He stated everyone would be safe as long as his demands for 4 parachutes and $200,000 cash were met. The authorities were quickly notified, and the FBI ensured the ransom money and parachutes were ready when the plane landed in Seattle. Upon landing, Cooper allowed all 36 passengers to walk free in exchange for the money and equipment. He kept the flight crew on board, though, and calmly told them to set a new course for Mexico City. Once they were back in the air, Cooper told the crew to wait in the cockpit. He then walked to the back of the plane, took off his tie, opened the rear door, and parachuted away with his ransom money. The plane went on to land safely at Reno Airport, but Dan Cooper was never seen again. For 49 years after that night, the FBI maintained an open investigation into the daring mid-air crime. Their prime suspect was Richard Floyd McCoy, who was arrested for a similar airplane robbery a few weeks later, but he was eventually eliminated from the investigation as there was evidence that he spent the day of the hijacking in Las Vegas. Despite compiling a list of more than 800 suspects, the FBI were unable to crack the case. There's another bizarre twist to this tale. In 1980, 9 years after the crime took place, a young boy discovered $6,000 in tattered notes along the banks of the Columbia River in Vancouver. The FBI soon confirmed these notes came from the ransom paid to Dan Cooper, though investigators couldn't agree on whether the notes had been deliberately buried or drifted there from somewhere upstream. With no official conclusion even to this day, it seems we'll never know what really happened to Dan Cooper. Some officials share the opinion that Cooper couldn't possibly have survived his daring jump, but since nobody was ever found, many believe he got away scot-free. Whatever happened, Dan Cooper's crime remains the only unsolved act of air conspiracy in aviation history. Hitching a ride like Dan Cooper is one thing, but imagine trying to steal an entire plane and hide it away somewhere. That's exactly what two men attempted in 2003 when they stole a Boeing 727 straight from the runway of Quatro de Fevereiro Airport in Angola. Amazingly, despite extensive investigations by the FBI and CIA, it was never recovered. So how did it happen? Well, in May 2003, two airport employees boarded the plane and began to taxi it along the runway. Of the two, Ben Padilla was an American pilot, while John Mutantu was a hired mechanic from the Republic of Congo. Both men had access to the plane in order to carry out repairs, but neither of them were certified to fly it. The control tower team observed the plane making its erratic way down the runway and tried to make contact, but received no response. Before anyone could do anything about it, the plane took off into the sunset and hasn't been seen since. So, what happened to the plane? Currently, it's all theoretical. Padilla and Mutantu may have stolen it for personal gain, hoping to sell parts, or they may have stolen it on behalf of its owner for insurance purposes. The plane's owner, Maury Joseph, had previously been charged with falsifying financial statements and defrauding investments, leading many to suspect that he paid Padilla and Mutantu to carry out the daring theft. But it's equally unclear whether the plane even made it to its unknown destination or whether it crash-landed in the ocean. Neither the plane, its parts, nor a wreckage have ever been recovered, leaving this expert theft a truly head-scratching mystery.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Next up, a very intriguing question. Whatever happened to Amelia Earhart? She was a record-breaking pioneer, a best-selling author, and the first female aviator to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean. However, in July 1937, Earhart and her navigator, Fred Noonan, set off from New Guinea on one of the last legs of her historic attempt to circumnavigate the globe. Despite a promising start, their plane never made it to its destination, and given that she never reappeared, Earhart was declared legally dead in 1939. So, what actually happened? Nobody knows for sure, but one popular explanation is that Earhart made an emergency landing on, or near, the deserted Gardner Island in the western Pacific Ocean. Without a functioning plane, she and Noonan may have been forced to spend the rest of their days as castaways. Various expeditions to the island have found strange artifacts, including a woman's shoe dating from the 1930s and some improvised tools. In 1940, British officials found a skeleton on a remote part of the island, and analysis suggests that it may have belonged to a woman of European ancestry. However, no plane or wreckage has been found on or near the island, casting some doubt on the castaway theory. Others argue that Earhart was captured and executed by Japanese soldiers after crash landing in the Japanese-controlled Marshall Islands, while some even speculate that she faked her own death and moved to New Jersey. But given the lack of any substantial evidence for those wilder ideas, the idea that Earhart crashed into the sea after radio failures and bad weather is the most likely theory. It's worth noting, though, that since 2002, deep-sea exploration company Nautilus has scanned nearly 2,000 square nautical miles using sonar around the area Earhart may have crashed and has found no trace of wreckage. Until that elusive plane is found, it's likely that the fate of this iconic aviator will remain an enigma. No, in 1972, one woman experienced an extreme amount of both good and bad luck simultaneously while flying over Czechoslovakia. Vesna Vulevic was her name, and to this date, she holds the Guinness World Record for surviving the highest fall without a parachute. The Serbian flight attendant fell a whopping 33,330 feet after a briefcase bomb exploded in the baggage compartment of her plane. Not only did she live to tell the tale, but she also made a full recovery from her injuries and even asked for her old job as a flight attendant back. Now that's commitment. So what allowed her to survive? Well, aside from a heaping portion of good luck, Vesna was trapped behind a food cart in the rear part of the aircraft when it exploded. While most of the other passengers were sucked out of the plane immediately after the explosion, Vesna remained wedged in place. The tail section of the plane then plummeted to earth and landed on a wooded mountainside in Czechoslovakia, where the trees and thick blanket of snow cushioned its fall. This slowed the rate of deceleration on impact, slightly lessening the forces acting on Vesna's body. What's more, doctors believe Vesna's history of low blood pressure may have prevented her heart from exploding on impact. Think of how a fully inflated balloon could easily pop under a little added force, whereas a half-inflated balloon has some room to compress. Because Vesna's heart and arteries were under less pressure, it reduced the chances of her heart rupturing during the impact. Pretty crazy, right? Soon after the crash, a nearby villager heard Vesna's cries for help, and she was taken to hospital. She spent days in a coma, suffering from broken bones and temporary paralysis from the waist down. But miraculously, Vesna soon made a full recovery and became a national hero and celebrity, although she never recovered her memories of the crash. Perhaps that's for the best. Next up, in April 2014, 15-year-old Yahya Abdi embarked on a truly bizarre journey which stumped air travel officials and doctors alike. He'd run away from his California home in order to board a plane to Ethiopia, where he hoped to visit his mother. Without a ticket, the daring teen climbed over the fence at San Jose Airport, chose a plane, and clambered into the wheel well. What happened next was terrifying. The plane, which was bound for Hawaii, took off, traveling for 5.5 hours and ascending to an eye-watering height of 38,000 feet. Abdi had to contend with extremely low oxygen levels, below freezing temperatures, and the eardrum-shattering boom of the engine. He stayed conscious for long enough to watch the plane climb over the clouds before passing out for long sections of the journey. When the plane arrived in Hawaii, onlookers were shocked to see a young man stumble out of the wheel compartment and weave his way across the tarmac. His survival in those extreme conditions left doctors dumbfounded. One possible explanation is that Abdi's body became so cold during the flight that his blood flow and metabolism slowed down significantly, reducing the amount of oxygen required in his cells. His body likely began slowing or stopping unnecessary functions, causing him to pass out, but ultimately keeping him alive. Now, before you get any ideas, stowing away on a plane is not a great way to save money on your next holiday. Experts agree that the odds of survival are tiny, as the temperature at the heights Yahya traveled at can drop lower than minus 80 degrees Fahrenheit. And that's assuming you're not crushed by the wheel when it draws up into the plane. All things considered, it's probably best to book your seat. Not all cases of peculiar, mystifying journeys take place in the sky. Some of the most puzzling of all have occurred in the ocean. The story of the Mary Celeste, for example, has puzzled the world for over 100 years, and it's guaranteed to shiver your timbers. The brigantine ship left New York in November 1872 with 10 passengers on board. 8 days later, it should have arrived in Genoa, Italy. Instead, it was spotted floating east of the Azores, a group of islands in the North Atlantic Ocean. A party was sent to offer help to the Mary Celeste, but when they reached the boat, they realized something wasn't right. The crew's personal belongings were untouched, the cargo was intact, and the ship was stocked with enough food and water to last 6 months. But not a soul was on board. Some speculate that the crew were gobbled up by sea monsters or thrown overboard by pirates. But as the ship wasn't damaged, the cargo wasn't raided, and there were no clear signs of a struggle, these theories don't really hold water. A more likely explanation is that all or some of the passengers deliberately abandoned ship sailing away on the lifeboat. But why would anyone abandon the Mary Celeste, especially when it was fully stocked and seaworthy? Some have suggested the crew staged a mutiny, throwing the captain overboard before sailing the lifeboat away into the horizon. But it's also possible the crew were startled by extreme weather. In their panic, they may have boarded the lifeboat intending to head for safety, but sunk before reaching their destination, while the main ship itself survived. Supporting this theory is the fact that one of the ship's pumps was found disassembled on the deck, and the cargo hold was awash with 3.5 feet of water. It's possible that after taking on some water in harsh conditions, the captain feared the ship was no longer seaworthy. If he did so, he was sadly mistaken. The ship was totally fit for purpose and went on to be used for several more years. But with no sign of the crew nor any definitive evidence on board, it seems hopes of finding the truth has long drifted away on the waves. Soaring back into the skies now, we find ourselves in the winter of 1944, near the end of World War II. Around this time, Allied pilots began reporting strange glowing lights following their aircraft. The red, orange, and white lights appeared to toy with the planes, darting closer and then spinning away through the air at high speed. The sightings were so widespread that soldiers began to refer to them as Foo Fighters, a name taken from a popular cartoon character called Smokey Stover, who used the nonsense word foo as a catchphrase. But considering how common these sightings became, they appeared to be anything but nonsense. There are a few different theories about the origin of these spooky lights. Author Renato Vesco claims that the Germans had developed a secret weapon called a fireball, which flew into the air and spun around like a Catherine wheel firework in order to distract Allied pilots. However, historians have pointed out that there's almost no evidence to support this claim. Some conspiracy theorists, meanwhile, believe that the FU fighters could have been UFOs, perhaps checking out humanity's latest military technology in action. Of course, whether or not you believe that theory really depends on your stance on whether aliens have visited Earth. A more universally palatable explanation, however, involves a weather phenomenon known as St. Elmo's Fire and is arguably just as fascinating. This phenomenon causes fluorescent bursts of light to appear around pointed objects during storms. The fire is actually a form of luminous plasma, which is generated when there's a strong electric field in the air, often during thunderstorms. It's often observed to erupt from the wings or nose of a plane, which could explain some sightings of these strange glowing Foo Fighters. However, considering many of the reports describe the Foo Fighters as floating orbs of red and orange, these don't all fit St. Elmo's fire, which looks more like purple lightning. Some have pointed to ball lightning, a reported phenomenon that hasn't yet been definitively proven to exist by science, where lightning reportedly takes on a floating spherical form. This would certainly fit the bill, but until we properly determine whether ball lightning is a real phenomenon and learn how to study it, it seems a satisfying explanation will remain floating just out of reach. For now, we'll just have to listen to the band of the same name if we want our fill of Foo Fighters. What are your wildest theories to explain some of these bizarre incidents? I have a wild theory that someone who listens to this podcast every week gets smarter and smarter. Wait, that isn't crazy. That's true. See you next time.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.